Well, I think it's interesting. You would see, of course, the canals having to take the line of least resistance geographically. So, you know, wherever possible, obviously they would take the line round the hill and so on. Of course, occasionally they would have to go through the mountain with some of the longest tunnels in the country and so on. And then you would see the railways and the roads, and they would all be kind of competing with each other. And then you would see how the history had changed the various uses of each of those transport systems, and how they'd obviously tried to overcome each other, if you like.